pack your laptop and your best sweatpants, because this week's Discovery attempts to regroup and start writing at the lake. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Summer is a time for sitting poolside with a drink in one hand and a light, fluffy novel in the other. But in Emily Henry's Beach Read, the author of popular beach reads finds herself losing faith in the happy endings that her readers have come to expect from her. The story moves to the beach with contemporary fiction writer January Andrews. Her father's death, and the revelation that he was unfaithful, made January question everything she once believed, leading to the end of her long-term relationship and a serious case of writer's block. Now, her only option is to move into the home that her dad secretly owned in Michigan, to clean it out, sell it, and maybe write her next novel in the process. But she hits another roadblock when she discovers that her neighbor is her college rival, literary author Augustus Everett. Now, once the two blocked authors reconnect, they make a bet. She'll have to write moody literary fiction, while he'll try his hand at a happy ending. And while their relationship gradually, and unsurprisingly, grows into something chick-lit-ish, the challenge allows January to spend time exploring her pain and loss. Really then, the title of this book is quite misleading. Not only does January rarely spend any time on the beach, but the story isn't really the typical fluffy work of chick-lit either. It follows January as she fights through some challenging times and difficult feelings, and there's a very good chance that you'll shed some tears with her. Still, there's more to the story than just January's hardships. There are some comical moments, and plenty of romance, too. Unfortunately, some aspects of the story just don't come together as well as they should in a book that tries to be more than just the same old brainless beach read, but it's still an engaging and sometimes surprisingly moving novel. But is it worth moving to the lake with this struggling author? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're looking for a fluffy read for your next trip to the beach, or your backyard, this isn't really it. But if you prefer something with just a little more depth, you'll enjoy curling up on the porch with this lakefront romance. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Beach Read by Emily Henry is 261 thoughtful pages long and is available from Berkeley. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.